Hello everyone, my name is Carissa Cooley and I am owner and content creator for Carissa Cooley Creative. I am here to bring your business tips and consultation on how to use social media to grow your business and drive sales. So on this episode, my first episode, I'm going to briefly talk about a couple of beginner tips for your business to get started on social. So it is 2018 and most businesses have a Facebook page, but if you don't, that's okay for now. This is going to help you just understand how to quickly and easily get started and effectively manage your channels. So the first thing you need to do when thinking about having social media for your business is first of all, think about your target audience and the channel that they're going to be on. So if you have a very broad audience, you're going to want to be on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. And the reason I say Facebook is because the advertising opportunities on Facebook are such a great way to push your content out to people versus just have it sitting stagnant and not getting seen. So Facebook advertising is a great option for that, which also brings me to Instagram. So if you had to pick two channels to begin with, I would say Facebook and Instagram. And even if your demographic swings a little bit older, don't discount Instagram, because as channels grow and evolve, typically the people that use those channels are older. So, you know, when Facebook first came out, it was all of our friends were on it, but then pretty soon our parents got it and our grandparents. So we're seeing that happen with channels like Instagram and Snapchat as they mature and grow. So begin with Facebook and Instagram, or maybe Twitter is maybe your sports company or something like that, and Twitter's the best option, or maybe you're more B2B and LinkedIn's the option to go. But make sure you don't start with every channel. So if you have one person creating content for your social media channels, you're not going to want to spring in and try to create content for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, LinkedIn. You're going to dilute your efforts. So pick your channels and really focus on the content that you want to be promoting on those channels. So the second thing you need to do is determine your resources in-house. So if you have a small team, typically companies have like a marketing manager that oversees like the website, email marketing, social media. Some businesses have specific teams for social media or for the website strategy and that kind of thing, which is great. But determine the resources you have. Maybe it's you creating the content. So realistically determine the resources you have available and the time that you can commit to creating that content and posting that content each week. So then you want to decide your posting cadence. How often are you going to post? And what I say is, when you're getting started, if you've never posted on social media before, start with a few posts a week. Maybe you're going to say, I'm going to post once a week about a topic or a product that my customers are interested in, and I'm going to try to drive traffic to this landing page on my website where they can sign up for more information or for a webinar or something like that. Or maybe you can commit to, you know, posting 5 photos a week where you have like a bank of resources, product photos. Maybe you even have some videos, but you're going to want to determine if you have access to something to create graphics, if that's part of your strategy, to a camera or to a bank of photos, to videos, and determine all of your content sources for the channels. Then you're going to want to consider, once you do have that posting cadence down, if you're going to put advertising budget behind those posts. So it's really important now, if you have a business page on Facebook and Instagram, to put some advertising money behind it and really consider social media in your marketing budget. If it's, you know, start at a very small point per month and just test out how putting, you know, $20 to $100 towards your social media advertising a month, and, you know, adapt it as you go. Maybe that was enough. Maybe you need to boost some certain posts more. But really understand how social media fits into your overall marketing budget. Then, and the really nice thing about that is if you have Facebook and Instagram, the business accounts are tied, so you can manage both channels. Then you need to make sure that you have available resources or like a contact, customer service department you can be leading your Facebook messages or inquiries to. So you want to make sure you're doing the community management on the channels, liking the posts, commenting back, and that kind of thing, at least on a very small level to begin with. You don't want to just put a post out there and completely abandon it. If people are saying good things, bad things, asking questions, you want to be aware of the brand sentiment on your page. Then I would say, you know, once you're up and running and you're getting your feet on the ground, figure out how the strategy is gonna evolve. So I always say, like, don't get caught up at the beginning with exactly how the next year is gonna look on social media. So of course you wanna have a strategy. You wanna know your objectives with social media. You wanna know where you're sending the people on your website. And you want to know how you're effectively reaching your target audience. Those are very basic things to know when you start social media. But don't let all that planning and that thought deter you from just starting to create content, because the more content you build, the more people are going to be seeing your content, the more followers you're going to be gaining. So make sure you're crafting relevant messages and meaningful messages and not just slopping content out there. But don't let the long-term content planning throughout the year hamper you from even getting started. Just get started. That's always my first tip. But then you want to make sure that you are building out, you know, a monthly content calendar. How are you adapting content for each channel? Are you, you know, hiring a marketing firm to shoot videos for you? Are you hiring a freelancer, that kind of thing? So then my next tip is, if you can't manage it, but you see the value of social media for your business and you see it driving sales and driving traffic to your website with the organic posting you're doing, consider having outsourcing or have somebody help you with the strategy. Have them do an audit of what you've been doing. You know, that's what I built my business around, is social media strategy and helping businesses understand how to best take advantage of social media from a creative and a strategic standpoint. So I hope this gave you a couple quick tips and a few ways to get your business started on social media effectively. Listen in the next couple weeks and I will have some more social media resources for you. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website, carissacouhle.com. That's carissacouhle.com. Or head over to Instagram, Carissa Cooley Creative. Thanks. See you next week.